we said karma is intention. So that implies there is a certain amount of conscious, but how intentional is intention? Say, for example, today I make a vow that I will not get angry absolutely. But then if someone is rude to me, immediately I retort with anger, even though I have no intention at all to reply with anger. So whose intention is it? Whose karma is it?
Okay, good question. If there's intention, does that mean that there's free will? What is free? You don't get a free lunch. No free one. All intentions, all volitions are product of causes and conditions. The way you want to intend to do something is also a product of conditioning. Why not? Why do you decide that you don't want to be angry? Because you read somewhere or somebody advised you or something, then this is the thing that feeds into your mind and produces this intention, the one to get angry. Right? But you must understand anatta. This is not yours, you know. The intention is not yours. It arose because of these various causes and conditions. Then, because it's not yours, it would not necessarily listen to you. So when you meet with somebody and then it provokes you, and because your causes and conditions for following the intention is not there, you get angry. And then you retort back at the person, you say angry words. Okay, so that is also intention, you know. That is an intention to want to say things back at that person. But that intention also, due to causes and conditions, the way you were brought up, your perception of what this person is like, and he's like that all the time, he's like that one, cannot change one, that's why you get angry at him. So it's nothing is free one, it's all causes and conditions. It's just which cause and condition is more predominant at that particular point of time.